This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
The facts about farming and family farmers in this week and every week's visit, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. Happy to be, I say this, but I really mean it. I love doing this program. I love talking about the farm, what's going on the farm, even though it's very frustrating. This farm program is aimed at helping source materials for you to help you do better on your farm, whether you're a dairy guy, whether you're a produce person, whatever it is, I'm here. I hope that this is a helpful resource and interesting, entertaining stories about people that have done great things with their farms. I say family farmers, farm businesses, the locavores that use our products, all are ones who are interested. Family and food, it's a big discussion topic. There's a problem in America, and I really want to help people try to figure it out. The government is not your friend. And you can see that every time you turn around. I thought it was very interesting. The first part of this program, I usually bring you up to date on some agricultural news story. And then we're going to talk this week to the author of a book that's a guide to growing in or near the city. City urban farming, our focus. A lot of people who would do it. I actually was at a farm last night that couples, this is out in the middle of, this guy's got 114 acres in the middle of kind of no place in the central Massachusetts, town called Sterling. And he also has a business, it's a family-run agricultural business, but it really, it sort of bridges the gap. It takes what he does in the country and brings it to the city. And so I think that's something that we ought to be exploring more and more. And we are doing that. We're attempting to find these people that are bridging that gap. So anyway, the focus, this is what caught my eye this week in terms, you know, we're always talking about dairy farmers. There's a certain lot of risk, although I did see milk up to $16, which isn't anything great. I remember when I was milking 200-300 cows, I was selling a lot of raw milk, but the excess milk would go through DFA to Gorelick, which is a Suiza family-operated Dean Foods operation. And I think because of butterfat and so forth, the most I ever got for selling it through the pool was $24 a hundredweight. And that was, I mean, I was selling raw milk for $11, $12 a gallon. And so putting it in the pool wasn't ever a big deal. There were times when I was doing it that it made sense because farmers were making money. But now the dairy farmers are in such bad shape. It's criminal. It really is. Now, so a lot of the dairy guys gone into beef because they used to being around cattle and they know how to raise them and that sort of thing. So they do beef. And before you know it, there's a problem with beef. So what's the problem? Beef is beef. That's what some people say. Beer is beer. Eggs are eggs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there was a public hearing in Washington last week on the issue of labeling the new cell-cultured products that come from livestock and poultry. The Food and Drug Administration, which oversees food labeling, considering what ought to be on the labels of products derived from cell-cultured meat. In other words, there is meat that's being grown in laboratories, and the cattle industry doesn't like it. They want at least you to know what the definition of beef is. Beef is beef. Kind of like I said in an interview I did on a television program a few months ago. I think I posted it at the American Family Farmer, not important. I was being interviewed by somebody in Washington who asked me about almond milk and the other things, muscle milk and coconut milk and all this stuff. And he said, is that real milk? And so my question to him was, does it come out of an animal's mammary glands? And he looked at me strangely and sort of said, what do you mean? Well, milk is produced by the mammary glands in a mammalian, a mammal. We are mammals. Dogs are mammals. Warm-blooded creatures are mammals. The female of the species has offspring and creates in her body the ability to feed the offspring by having mammary glands that get filled with milk. So if you're buying milk that says almond, then come out of it. Mammary glands, no more milk than the stuff you put in the toilet is. It's ridiculous. And the same thing is true with beef. If it doesn't come from a living being, how the hell do you call it beef? It isn't beef. It's a big mass of a blob of some cellular structure, but it's not meat. It's not beef. Maybe I should, it is meat, but it's not beef. The cattle industry wants the government to define beef as a product that comes exclusively from animals raised on land, not in a laboratory. There's a petition from the Cattlemen's Association asked for the word meat to be limited. Also, I'm not sure they're going to be able to get that. I think they can get the beef part of it done, but not the meat part of it done. There are some startups in this business. I guess I'm thinking about this because I got delivered to me some Omaha steaks this week, even though I don't eat meat. Once in a while I'll have a little bit of poultry or something, but I don't even like where that comes from. But I'm here sympathetic to the people who are growing it because a lot of people want to eat meat. Okay. Along comes, in competition to Omaha Steaks, Memphis Meats. And there's another company called New Age Meats. New Age Meats, okay, you got it right away, right? They are betting big on the future of meat from cells cultivated from animals, especially New Age Meats. Bill Gates, Richard Branson provided funding to these companies to push their research. Tyson, the eventual venture capital arm of Tyson Foods, bought a stake in the company as well. Animal rights groups are happy with cell-cultured meat. I guess I'm not coming down with, I want to have them, all the stuff defined. You know, what you eat is your business, not mine. I wouldn't eat it, whether it came out of a laboratory, came out of an animal, because I don't eat the cows of my friends and I don't eat my friends. So anyway, there are a lot of people who are advocating for this new technology. Liz Holtz, who runs the Animal Defense Fund, says the production of animal meat is inhumane. Nah, it's not. The way they get killed is inhumane. Slaughtering cattle, the way it's done, is awful. Ugh, horrible. So when you eat meat that comes from an animal like that, it kind of, if you think about it, gives you cause to think. But anyway, I don't know. I think that the farmers who are defending beef need to continue to make a lot of noise. What is real beef is real beef. What's meat? Maybe something else may come out of a laboratory. But again, and the argument, they bring out the same thing that I just brought up. What's in the dairy case? Peanut milk, almond milk. That's plant-based stuff. That's not milk. Come on. All right. You get my drift, I guess. Michael Olson is going to join us in a moment. In the meantime, I would like to help you make your life better by directing you toward a product that I have come to believe in strongly. I have a cup of Life Change tea every single day while I'm on the air. And the idea is to clean out and keep your body cleansed of the bad things. You know, a lot of people take probiotics, which is good. A lot of probiotics and Life Change tea. But there are other things that are in this that address the depletion of nutrition because of the quality of food that's around today. There are other reasons. I had a little operation on my hand, and I had to take a couple of days' worth of pills that were antibiotics, but they kill all the probiotics that you need in your system. So instead of having one cup of Life Change Tea, today I'm having two. Life Change Tea. Life has changed. It's different now than it was 40, 50, 60 years ago as far as the food we eat. So you need to balance your body and what's going on with it, cleaning out some of the things that you have that you've enjoyed eating that hasn't really been great for you. Clean it out of your system. If you've got a lot of gas, then you know you got a problem. Get Life Change Tea and cleanse your body. Power wash your system. It's GetTheTea.com. That's the website. You can't get this in stores. GetTheTea.com. Go there. Use the discount code DJV, and it's shipped to you free. Life Change Tea will do just that, a little bit at a time. Every cup helps. Cleanses your body. Get rid of the pesticides and herbicides in your body that's there from the food you're eating. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Ship it free. Ask specifically for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save on tools they rely on to get the job done. Now get up to 35% off select DeWalt power tools and accessories, including the DeWalt 10-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit. Now $529. That's $320 off. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 11-4. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be declined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
All right, joining me now in the American Family Farmer is Michael Olson, who's the author and urban farming expert. He's an agriculturalist, understands farming from the inside out. There's a great website you ought to check out, metrofarm.com, and the reason for the name is the book that he's written, Metro Farm, The Guide to Growing for Profit in or Near the City. This is quite a change, isn't it, Michael? Did you grow up on the farm or did you grow up in a city?
Well, actually, both. I grew up on my grandparents' farm as a youngster, and but lived in the city with my folks in the school year, and spent most of my youth actually working with and on farms. And I did it so often that, like, you know, by golly, as you're growing up as a teenage herbicide, you wanted something else, and I always wanted something else. And finally, the U.S. Navy gave me a ticket out of town. And that began my adventure. But the farming came back to me when I was working on a piece on survivalists with NBC Magazine with David Brinkley. We were standing on a hill overlooking the Rogue Valley of Southern Oregon, and down below, all of doing an establishing shot, you know, and down below all were all of these beautiful parcels of land. Nobody was doing anything with them. So I just turned to our guide, who was a publisher of Survivalist Tracks, and I said, Nancy, we should do a pamphlet on ways of making money with those small parcels of land. Nancy said, Michael, that's a great idea. 2 months later, I got a call from Nancy. Michael, I sold your book. What book? And that began my adventure in metropolitan farming. Went to the Census of Agriculture to find out where people were making money. And in Iowa, the heart of the heartland, I learned that the average farm acre was making about $300 per acre per year. But in San Francisco, the city limits of San Francisco, the average acre of farmland was making over $70,000 per acre per year. That became the heart of the book Metro Farm.
All right. So let's go back. Go through that statistic again, because it's important. Say what you just said about the value of the two.
The value for the average acre of farmland in the heart of the heartland of America is making $300 per acre per year, according to the Census of Agriculture. But the average acre of farmland in the city limits of San Francisco, over $70,000 per acre per year. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
All right, let's answer that. Hold on a second. Let's answer that question in just a minute, all right? How does it work? Everybody's very attentive to the answer to that question coming right up here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Continuing our focus on the farm, the American family farmer, the locavores that eat the food that we are producing, the American Family Farmer Show every week, and a podcast is derived from this conversation. So every week you can go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. For example, the one that has been posted this week is about growing hemp, about hemp farming. I'm finding myself going in that direction a lot, frankly. I'm planning the acreage to be used for hemp farming on my farm and connecting to my farm in this next year. Also on the current podcast, Attila Argustin, who with his wife operate a farm called Mountain View Farm near Nearsville, Virginia. Mountain View Farm is not far from the Shenandoah River, Potomac River. They have land from the Blue Ridge Center for Environmental Stewardship, and they grow certified organic produce there. They maintain that farmers shouldn't own their land. They should rent their land, especially if they're trying to get started. Find areas where there can be the soil hasn't been contaminated by all kinds of pesticides, etc., and work on that. I also, in this podcast, opine a bit about the use of antibiotics on animals, farm animals. I have a list of fast food restaurants that do and don't use animals that are treated with antibiotics, so you can get that also as you listen to the podcast for this week's American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can get the archived, you can go look there and see what there is and listen to stuff that would be of interest to you. I'm sure that our conversation this week will make it into a podcast. We're talking to Michael Olson, who's the author of Metro Farm, the guide to growing for profit in or near the city. And he just gave us an amazing statistic that I want to underscore one more time. $300 on average is what the acreage earns in Farmland USA. If you're in a city and you happen to have an acre of land, it produces, what, $70,000 worth of value in a year? How does that work?
That was the average of the posted in the Census of Agriculture for the city limits of San Francisco. And that was a number of years in the Census of Agriculture. How on earth does it work? Well, you know, being a producer for NBC Magazine, my job was to find stories, right?
Yeah.
And so when I ran across this statistic. I thought, how in the heck does that work? This is an incredible story if you think about it.
Right.
So I went, myself and some associates went looking for these people who were actually making money farming small parcels of land. Now, the irony of the situation was that I was assigned to do a book on farming small parcels of land for the survivalist community. And these are people who run away from the city, thinking that the world is going to collapse and there's no sense in being around when it does. So they run away to the country, get themselves a little parcel of land, some can of crackers and some guns, and wait for Armageddon. But what I found was that the money, you know, to actually make money, it's farming for the city. And the city is where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind
you
of...
You mean as far as where people can buy the produce, that's where there are more people,
exactly,
so you can sell
right.
more produce.
It's where the cash is. Let me give you an example that kind of really illustrates two kinds of farmers. They're both melon farmers, so the subject is something sweet and round to play with. Mm-hmm. I got a call from a farmer in the deep south. Mr. Olson, I'm not making any money with my watermelons, and they're the best watermelons in the South. I swear, I do everything right. They are so delicious. People that taste them just die for them. And I said, well, how are you selling them? And he said, well, a truck comes by, and I put them on the truck, and the truck takes them away. And I said, well, what makes your watermelons special? They're just because once you put those melons on a truck, they become a commodity.
All right, answer that question in a minute. What makes those melons so special? Stand by for the answer to that question on the American Family Farmer.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking this portion of the program to Michael Olson, who's written a book. He studied farming in the country and in the city. We're trying to figure out how making so much more money. I mean, there's some obvious answers to the question, but there's some nuance to this as well. Olson has designed, packaged a fertilizer also I thought you'd be interested in for container-grown house and garden plants. This is a specialty fertilizer. How is this different than what you buy? What is it? What's that green stuff? Metro? What is that? I've forgotten. It's a yellow and green box that you use to grow flowers.
Maxi crop, something like that. Maxi crop. Yeah. All we did is we put together a specialty fertilizer with a number of products from around the world, and it was a really, truly amazing material for container-grown plants, for high-value specialty crops. And that's really the subject, right, is high-value specialty crops, because that's what the city wants. The city does not want commodities. If you grow 1,000 acres of tomatoes, who cares about them? So that's
the people trying to sell them, yeah, they care about them. All right, let's go back to the question about melons. You were saying that these melons, we talk about these melons. What makes those melons so special?
So we talked about the person who had that, grew those wonderful melons and then put them on a truck with every other person's melons where they became a commodity. And so he's wondering why he can't make any money. Now, contrast that with another farmer that I ran across and who I used in Metro Farm as an example of one of how we do this. So there, Charles and Lois Haynes, my mother told me about them in Shepherd, Montana, which is out 30 miles outside of Billings, Montana, mm-hmm. which is way the hell out there. But it's
We're on there. People are listening from that area right now.
Yeah, so it's a metropolitan situation still. Now, I finally said, okay, Mom, I'll go look at him. So one cold January day, we went out to the Haynes Country Gardens near Shepherd, Montana. And we were ushered into their little modest farmhouse. And by golly, Charles and Lois Haynes looked just exactly like Grant Wood's American Gothic. I couldn't believe it. Uh-huh. Gee whiz. And Mom, I was kind
of... The fork and all, right?
Yeah, I was really... Mom, what did you send me out here for? This is like a wild goose chase. I need somebody who's a farmer who's driving a Ferrari, you know, for the book. You have to have something right. special. So we sat down, and they had a lunch for us, a wonderful farm lunch. And immediately the phone started ringing, and it kept ringing. Lois Haynes would get up, and she'd walk over to the phone, and she'd pick it up, and she'd start writing in a little notebook. And this went on and on. Finally, you know, I said, what are you doing? It's January. Are you taking bets or something? Are you bookies? What's going on here? And he said, oh, no. We're taking reservations for our cantaloupe crop. And I said, excuse me, you're taking reservations for your cantaloupe crop? I mean, you can buy cantaloupe today at Safeway. Why are people reserving your cantaloupe crop that's not going to be grown for months and months and months? What's going on here? And so he showed me this newspaper, the Billings Gazette, and there's a little classified ad. There was a three-line advertisement that said, reservations now being accepted for Haynes Country Gardens cantaloupe. Now I thought, this is amazing. You mean people are reserving your cantaloupe crop months in advance for the privilege of driving 30 miles to come out to your farm to pick the melons themselves? And he said, yeah. Well, how in the heck do you do that? That became the grist for the Metro Farm book.
Are you going to make me read the book to get the answer?
Of course I am. But, you know, Doug, and I'm listening to you, you know, your introduction to the show. You're tuned into this exactly. The first thing metropolitan farmers have to realize is that you're working with a small production unit. And you're going to have to compete with those who have a big production unit. If you have an acre of tomatoes, you're going to have to compete with somebody with 10,000 acres of tomatoes.
Yeah.
So how do you compete against those Goliaths and win? And that's Metro Farm, is how you go up against the Goliaths of agriculture and win the consumer dollars.
Well, I think that what we have here is a failure to communicate. Remember that line? We just are not good. We haven't been good as farmers at talking about our own brand, our own. You know, the farmers have fallen behind because they've never really had to do. They bring their stuff to market.
Sure, they're commodity farmers.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And metropolitan farmers cannot be commodity farmers. You have to have something special. City people don't want to eat that tomato grown on 10,000 acres. They want something that's vine-ripe, and they want a heritage tomato that's vine-ripened and dry-farmed. They want the best of the best. They want to be able to tell their neighbor, look what I've got. Look at this apple. Look at this rose. Look at this tomato. This is really special. And so you, as a farmer, you have to distinguish your product from the commodities. That farmer from the deep south that was growing those watermelons, and he was doing everything right, and he had the best tasting watermelons in the world, but he put them on the truck with everybody else's melons.
Mm-hmm. It's called marketing. It's and it's a marketing thing. You may have some other things in the book, but without having read the book, I'm going to tell everybody. It's all about marketing. It's how you, and that's why some of the millennial farmers are more successful on, and this is a generalized statement, but it's my observation, that the millennial farmers are better at this because they're better at understanding social media, using the tools that don't cost any money, and just telling their story. The old farmers, husband and wife, they never told their story to anybody. They just
Except
put the milk
Charles
on the
and
truck.
Lois Haynes, except for Charles and Lois Hayne. And you know what their secret was, Doug?
What? Are you going to tell me the secret?
You know how they got people to reserve their cantaloupe months in advance and drive 30 miles to buy it?
No, you told me how to read it in the book.
Their secret was radio.
Aha! All right, I want to talk to you about food chain radio in a matter of moments, because I think one of the things that I must declare here is that you're a radio guy in addition to being kind of like me. I'm a broadcaster, but I'm also a farmer, and you are as well. So we have that in common, and I think that's helped you to get a sort of spin on this that is unique, and that's why I wanted to have you here to review what it is that you found. Michael Olson is here with us on this week's American Family Farmer. Let me spend a moment helping you to change the way your innards are working. I'm conscious of this week because I had a little operation, and what I'm told to take for cleaning up my system is not going to be good for my gut. So what do I do to make sure that my gut is okay? I drink 2 cups of Life Change tea for the next week instead of 1 to keep my colon working well so I won't get sick. Because once you cleanse the antibacterial stuff, the antibiotics will clean out all of the bacteria. Good ones, bad ones, gonzo. So you need to have the good stuff put back in so that your system will work the proper way. You can take this advice. I mean, these stories have been told on TV forever. Dr. Oz loves to tell stories like this. There are a lot of people who don't know much about how their system works. You'd think that they, you know, when they figure out that they're not feeling well, they would figure a way to fix the problem. Well, not so much. At any rate, I would like to have you, as a listener to this program, take advantage of an opportunity that is there for you by going to GetTheTea.com, website GetTheTea.com, only place you can get Life Change Tea, and some other proprietary teas that are really good for various aspects of keeping your body clean. If you've been a smoker for a long time, you want to remove the nicotine secondhand smoke problems from your body. There's a thing called Formula 13 that you can see when you check out Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. I hope I'm not confusing you, because the message is clear. If you want to power wash your insides, you want to keep your system working and going and working well, lots of benefits to drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. So go there, order it, use the discount code DJV, and you'll get it shipped to you free. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated #1 by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some food for thought. There are a lot of things about the present farm bill that people continue to get wrong. There are lots of things that are in it that are just not true. The Tester Amendment, which was finally included in Senate Bill 510, according to some, excludes the Senate bill excludes and protects small farmers. If you're selling less than $500,000 worth of food each year, the more onerous paperwork and compliance burdens are not there, but the dollar amount is not indexed to inflation, meaning that as the dollar continues to lose value due to the Federal Reserve, some people call it the counterfeiting machine, making money, 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 and the interest rates going up, food prices will continue to go higher, and this will shift the small family farms into 500,000 sales range in just a few years. So one wonders, and that has been brought up over and over and over again, and the government refuses to acknowledge that this is the case. Nope, that's the rule. That's what we're sticking with. So a lot of people in the Senate and in the House are trying to get this changed. But just so you know, when you lose money on the farm, which is what I do most of the time, and people say, well, how can we take your advice? Well, my farm is a different sort of special thing because I'm in an area where farming is not respected and the land is very expensive and things, everything's expensive. Work on the tractors is expensive. Hiring people is, it's expensive. And so it's hard to, in my circumstance, get up above $500,000, but many of you will, so you need to keep that in mind and bring it perhaps to the attention of your Farm Bureau organization, whatever it is, to get that changed in the Farm Bill. The whole business of farming and growing, it's so fascinating to me. That's why I love doing, one of the many reasons I love doing this program, is I love to watch things grow. I love the spring, the summer, things are growing, the life is there. We have Michael Olson with us, who's an author, he's an agriculturalist, he's a journalist, he's a character in his own right. I can tell that by talking to him. He works with some people that I know that are characters, so I figure in order to survive in that atmosphere, Michael, you've got to be a character as well.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Right, exactly. So, Food Chain Radio, you've cooked this up. How does that work? Who's the audience? What stories are you telling?
Well, that's really interesting,
Food Chain Radio?
Because I started doing the radio show when Metro Farm came out, possibly a way of promoting the book, but came to the conclusion really quick. And I took the show over from the local Farm Bureau. It was called Saturday Morning Agriculture. Mm-hmm. And I quickly discovered that people were put off by the word agriculture. Ah, you're talking about farmers. That's not me. I don't have anything to do with farming. Why, I get my food from the store.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought, geez, I'm just turning everybody off. I talk about agriculture and farming. So I changed the name to The Food Chain and What's Eating What Radio. Because everybody eats, right? And so that became the focal point. So now I just do shows about agriculture for city people in a way that doesn't scare them off.
Yeah. You bring up something that has been a passion for me when people come around the farm and not know anything about it. You know, the kids think that all the food comes from a grocery store, that kind of stuff. And one of the things people don't understand, when they go to a food store, even if it's good, a place that supposedly is good, has natural and organic and yada, yada, they get the water spraying on the vegetables so they look good. Well, that stuff's been trucked from the West Coast to the East Coast, if you're on the East Coast.
Amazing, isn't it?
And back to your premise of the farther away you go, the less control, but the less good, the less value. It may look good, but when it's been on a truck for 3 or 4 or 5 days, it doesn't have anywhere near the value of frozen food or the stuff that's grown locally. So even though it may look
right.
the same, it is not.
The farther you go from the source of your food, the less control you have over what's in your food.
Yeah.
It's a basic law of the food chain.
Yeah.
And the third law of the food chain, Doug, cheap food isn't.
No. And we should understand that it costs money to grow good food. Cheap food is just that. It's no good for you. It's what stops up your system. It's what makes people die young. Good food costs money. Farmers need to be paid for what they do. And it's time that America realize that. That's an important message. MetroFarm.com. Check out MetroFarm, the guide to growing for a profit in or near the city. A pleasure to have the opportunity to meet you, Michael. Thank you. I hope we run into each other in the real in some way, shape, or form. Michael Olson, who's responsible for this theory. 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
The American Family Farmer. Farmers need health, information, advice, answers to questions. So if you want to check out the new DJV Health News website, go there, ask a question, get an answer, find out solutions to medical problems. It's just a good resource. There is a public service, djvhealthnews.com. Check that out. This is a portion of the program. I like all of the various pieces of the pie here, but I like to express myself about things that are important from my point of view, and what I hear from you and your point of view, Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. A reminder about October being National Cranberry Month as we come to the close of the month. I forgot this, and I don't know why I did, because cranberries are so important. This is a big crop in New England here where I am, big cash crop this time of year. And look at all the uses. Cranberries go into breakfast breads, and you can use dried cranberries in salads. You mix it into beverages. I drink cranberry juice all the time. It's one of the few fruits that are native to North America. Did you know that? The five states that have most of the cranberries are Massachusetts, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington. The cranberries don't actually grow in the water. You harvest them in the water, but they're 90% water, actually. The time of year when they're most used, October through December during the year, they are harvested during the late summer, matter of fact. But the fabulous thing about cranberries is they have so many health benefits. They are most well known for helping you prevent urinary tract problems, aid in reducing the risk of cardiovascular diseases. It's just good. If you have tumors, you should drink lots. If you have cancer, tumors, drink lots and lots and lots of cranberry juice. Very good for that. Only 5% of cranberries are sold fresh. The rest are turned into cranberry juice and sauces and things that are not directly cranberry, but they're an ancillary impact. One cup of cranberries is 50 calories, by the way. So celebrate Cranberry Month. You'll use it in your dressing, perhaps, for Thanksgiving. You'll have it on the table, cranberry sauce. We all have that sort of thing. A lot of it is used this time of year. So tip of the hat to farmers that we don't much think about. That is the people who run the cranberry bogs. I have some more thoughts about the supply and demand side of milk after these words.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
All right, so the business about farming and dairy and all of that stuff, supply and demand, the news media, as it talks about the dairy situation, low milk prices, oftentimes the articles state that low milk prices are due to the natural supply and demand conditions. That's a bunch of bunk. That's false. It hides the fact that the price of milk is determined by the government, not by you or me as we use it. The federal order, I always refer to it as the pool, nothing to do with the cost of milk production, nothing to do with what people are paying. Price of milk has been lower than the cost of production for the past 3.5-4 years. And nobody is changing the federal order. There's a problem, there's a big problem. And the government has screwed up our dairy industry to a fare thee well in concert with the Suiza family, Dean Foods, DFA, Agrimark, whoever, all of the same culprits. It's time that became clear. The federal order pricing is thrown out, and milk products get valued at what the public wants to pay for them. It's supply and demand. The federal order is broken. It can't be fixed. It shouldn't be there in the first place. The dairy industry, if you want to save it at all, get rid of the fixed price that was created by DFA and make it worthwhile for people to go in and make a career out of being dairy farmers. That's the story. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.